Hein?
Hello.
Hey Chris, you're coming in kind of low. Can you speak louder or put your mic closer to your mouth?
Is that better?
Keep talking for a minute.
Okay. How's that? Yes, no, maybe so.
Let's see. You sound pretty okay. Yeah,
All right.
we'll live with it. Anyways, let's see. All right. So let's begin the meeting. Hello, this is your bi-weekly meeting, although it's kind of been a while since this one and tomorrow. Yeah, this is your meeting for MSP. So, as usual, we go through the stats and monetary earnings. So far this month we have around 6,073 hits, with about another, let's see, seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 night, like a week and a half left to go. And I know Greg's been working on some reviews of late, on top of other things coming on the site. So, yeah, I'm not too worried. But let's see what else. Okay, so YouTube earnings. So I did get an email from Machinima. They're actually finally paying us regularly now. Yeah, like when I got on
Dude.
their ass about the with the last about us being on the Machinima affiliate thing for about 8 9 months, and they're like, "Oh, we apologize. We didn't realize you were with us for that long." They're being nicer to us as of late, so. Which is a great thing. So we got paid recently. It wasn't really much, really, if anything. It was like 7 8 bucks. What was it? Yeah, we have some money coming in from Machinima, from our YouTube earnings. In the past, let's see. So last month alone, we got $14.12 from last month. So I think that was added to that big total number that we got from them. Not too long ago, like around like 130 or 150 bucks from them. So, yeah, and then Google AdSense is it's it. Let's see, what's today? Today's the 18th. It is as right now at $17.93. It's been steadily going up as of late, in terms of people clicking on ads finally. But yeah, that one's just kind of at a standstill for a bit. What else was there? Well, that's pretty much it for the stats and money things. But now we come to our next topic, which is status report. Jeremy, I'm gonna let you go first on this one.
Okay, I sent an email to Desert Wing Comics. They want to put me in touch with a few people during Free Comic Book Day. Potentially short interviews of three different comic book creators.
Cool.
I'll be mail on Friday. I hope to hear from them relatively soon. Let's see, I still have the interview with Bill Ratner coming up on the 3rd. Let me see. I just became aware that an event I got pressed during last year's Comic-Con, The Walking Dead Escape is coming back this year, so it shouldn't be too hard to get somebody to be able to run it. Although my hope is to finagle out of a running pass as well as a walker pass. I'd like somebody to try to go through that and not me. My complexion is too damn oily for makeup in the long term.
Right. Yeah, touch base with them. See if we can possibly have like, yeah, like I remember the suggestions we made. Like somebody have a GoPro attached to like whoever goes runs through. It would be great.
Brandon, I don't know what that would entail. I've never had to look up a GoPro rental. I would imagine he'd probably know more about that than I would.
Definitely. But yeah, it kind of checks to see if that's okay or not. Out of curiosity, so I know you guys got approved for WonderCon for press. Has there been any indication from Comic-Con in terms of like press-wise for us, or is it still the same as last year? So
It's
far.
still the same. I haven't heard anything, and I don't I don't have definitive information as to who to contact. I've heard people tell me that I need to stay persistent because it's apparently not as quick of a process as they let on. But didn't know, you know, the fact that we got approved for WonderCon, we didn't know, you know, we got that when we arrived at the door, so nothing was definitive.
Right, definitely. Okay. Good to know. Awesome. Anything else on your plate you want to spiel about?
Not currently. Most of the other upcoming stuff is a little bit long term. I still need to schedule time to talk to the Suicide Girls and their representative, and I need to follow up with the San Diego Philharmonic soon in regards to the concerts going on during Comic-Con, because I already know we've been approved to do that, and they've offered interviews. I just need to hammer out a timeline.
Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of that, so I saw it in the post. It might have been like a week ago. Chris Sturm, he finished it, correct? The article?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all checked out, ready to go when it needs to be posted?
Yeah. I still need to send it to the Philharmonic, and they weren't really looking for anything until late April, early May.
Okay.
Just
cool.
Done it this week early instead of waiting around.
Okay. Sounds good. Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Thank you, Jeremy. Chris, what is your status report?
Well, not much of anything has changed since the last time I talked to you. Still trying to work out the current situation I'm in right now. In regards to NSP, I have been resharing the uplinks and the posts on the that's been airing on the Google Plus account.
Cool.
I have been resharing those and trying to spread them.
Awesome.
And let's see, anything else new that I have been able to do? Things have been quiet here because I haven't been able to go to certain conventions in this area, and I probably won't be able to until later, hopefully sometime during the summertime or fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because hopefully by then things might have improved a bit.
Right, definitely, definitely. Okay.
But other than that, I've been making sure that people see the new Rolling 20s and new Conover reviews.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Thanks.
Cool. No problem.
In concerns of what I have been up to, I believe I posted this last week or this past week. The business plan is done. It is fully completed and it's ready to be sent out to sponsors and investors. So for the past couple of days, I've been looking up and asking advice in terms of how to approach an investor or sponsor in terms of not only just the email, but just like pitching the idea of what we do and finding an investor somehow. I do think, though, like in the short term, I might set this up in the summer. But setting up a Patreon page for our website so people can donate money, but also whatever tier they are, we can do a little something for them, regards to podcasting, regards to maybe give out a free pass to a convention per month, who knows. So that I still think we should definitely do in the meantime, but I've been just kind of prepping myself up in terms of like when to email and talk to a investor when that day happens, and go from there. The other thing that I uploaded some of the BabsCon photos from the event. I got a link from Jesse, which I'm gonna go through today. Actually, I'm gonna go and fix some of the photos and watermark them so I can upload those today to the gallery as well and share that. The podcast, the Conover podcast I recorded is up already yesterday. regarding WonderCon. I edited it up, and it's live now. And was there anything else I was working on?
Did you see that I sent you the latest 20s episode last night?
Yeah, I did. I did. I'll upload that today. Upload it today for sure. Yeah, I think those are probably the main things at the moment. That and just getting ready for Fanime. So that's pretty much been on my plate for the past couple of days. So, alright. Awesome. So, now we move on to the concerns, questions, and kind of et cetera stuff here. So, I don't have anything that I'm curious about per se, because I know exactly what we're doing in terms of like, for the next couple months of being approved. I mean, not being approved, but getting ready for in the upcoming conventions for this summer, starting with Fanime. So, in terms of the press badges, I said this prior in the group, but for Fanime, we're only allowed 4 at max, but I'm wanting to see if I can snag an extra one and see if I can sneak in 5, because out of the people who want to go, I can get 5 of those people in, with the exception of one person, which he stated that he's already, like, he has no problems getting in, I think that I should reserve the press badges for the other people that who want interest in it, just because like they are the media side of the site. So, I'll email them and ask for an extra one, and then see if it's okay. If not, then you know, worst case scenario, you know, someone's had to buy an extra badge. So that's the only worst case scenario that's gonna happen. Aside from that, though, is there anything else you guys want to talk about, per se? Anything upcoming that's on your mind for the next coming months or whatever?
Not personally. Everything's in actually a fairly decent place for the time being.
Okay. I was going to say, again, I said it in the last meeting, but like earlier, that at the end of the month, I'm gonna sit down with you, Jeremy, and figure out how to do the commercial for Fanime, and who to get to shoot in it to help to get the advertising ball rolling, even more so for AX for that.
What commercial? You mean like the pre-game podcast or what?
So the idea that I put out there is that at Fanime, we shoot a commercial for the events at AX that we're doing, and then putting up on YouTube, and then, you know, sharing the hell out of it, or telling people, you know, hey, this event's happening, you know, yada yada. I mean, it's pretty much that, and just advertising. So I got a few connections I can use to help advertise it, the event. And I think I might end up using some of the funds we have to help advertise it. Finding ways to do that. So, I got nothing else per se. Because I know that the thing at AX right now, like, so far, we only have, like, around 2 people signed up so far?
Thus far, yeah.
Okay.
I got a few more in the hopper. They're just trying to work out which of their friends want to go. And the people I did at one of the photo shoots with at WonderCon, so I think they're pretty solid.
Awesome. So that's a total of, would that be 4, per se, or?
It would be 7 if they get what they expect to.
Awesome. Good shit. Awesome. Good. I'm excited. That's awesome. If anything else, the only thing I can say elsewise is just, When I have time, I'm just still plugging away at making adjustments to the site in terms of finishing some pages off, changing some things for the better that need to be fixed or need to be worked on. If anything, when summer hits, I'll have loads of more free time to do more work.
I think it's amazing how much less preparation is necessary for Anime Expo than for Comic-Con.
Yeah, that's true.
It is really bizarre.
Yeah. I wonder, when, just out of curiosity, do you know when press sign-up goes for Anime Expo?
I have no idea. You were the one that handled that last year. I wasn't involved in the process.
Yeah, that's true. I remember I signed up. Signed us up for it last year. It was, they announced it, I believe, or they had it up on their site.
They had it up on their site with no announcements. They did it like 3 to 4 weeks before the goddamn convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember it being a huge pain in the ass because we just thought we were going to show up, and next thing we know, half of us had to figure out what to do with the badges we'd already bought.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, is it was weird. So I applied for press last year for all of us, and I got an email saying that, you know, I was denied. But when you posted the photo shoot thing, and in the forum to AX, mm-hmm. and then they moved you to industry forums, I guess they like thought like, oh wait, these guys are press or industry, we should approve them. And I think something that what you posted there triggered them to saying like, you know, okay, these guys are press, give them badges.
I'm annoyingly ambitious, and I know that. I tend to reach much higher than I'm capable of, but it usually gets somebody's attention. And the worst part is, I still remember last year at Anime Expo when we tried to set up the time-lapse. That didn't necessarily work out because we couldn't find a friendly booth in time, and the union people inside wanted to charge us like $250 for 10 minutes of their time to use a fucking ladder.
Yeah.
The funny part was as a result of a conversation I had, I was trying to get into the dealer's hall just so I could talk to somebody. The people outside saw my press pass, and instead of asking somebody to go inside and bring somebody out from the booth I wanted to talk to, instead of escorting me in, all they did was hand me a dealer's badge and say, don't tell anyone you got this. It had my name on it, so I'm staring at this just going, you fucking kidding me?
What power did you just give me?
I just put it in the bag all weekend because, you know, that felt like utterly lying. I just couldn't use it.
Right.
You know, and it felt stupid to even have it. I remember going to Brandon and holding up my press badge and holding up this dealer's badge. He said, where'd you get that? I don't know!
Yeah.
Do you know any other company that would do this? No! I have a problem!
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. If anything, I think when summer hits, I'll definitely keep an eye out in terms of Anime Expo, in terms of like when their press things goes up.
I would say about 2 weeks before Fanime is the time to just watch their site like a hawk. I'm already getting some weird feedback about they haven't even announced a single one of their usual American staple guests. There's no Danny Chu, no Vic Mignola, no Kyle Ober. All they got is this one guy who was a director on Blaze Blue, and he was at Anime Expo in like 2005, 2006.
Right. Which I find it funny that they announced him the same day as Fanime announced their guest of honor.
I think they got pressured, but even then, you know, Fanime technically much later, but still had at least three.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Although the guy who made Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear Xrd coming hot off the game that release is a pretty it's a bold move, but
I mean, he doesn't have anything definitive in the hopper unless he's coming to announce something, and even then, although both games are good, neither one has lit the world on fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, what was it? I do want to bring up real quickly, and it's something that, if you're curious about covering, depending on when exactly it will happen, I was having an action next year in March, actually. But did you see that article that we reposted in terms of a San Jose comic convention being made?
Silicon Valley Comic Con, yeah.
Yeah.
That about a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Taking over what used to be Big Wow Comic Fest in San Jose, it's a big deal comic convention. They get some really good guests, but they were a 2-day con. And it sounds like Steve Wozniak and Stan Lee are going to give it enough of a cash infusion to move it to a 3-day con.
Okay.
I have been superbly curious about it, but it falls in this very bizarre kind of block for me, right between WonderCon and Fanime, and frankly, unless I'm paid, you know, fairly well at what we do now, I don't think I can make it, because that would mean I'd have to take, like, unpaid time off my day job.
Gotcha. The curious thing about it is that, about the thing is it going to be involved in the kind of umbrella of, like, the Comic-Con conventions?
No, Stan Lee's paying for it, and Stan Lee already has another convention, Kamikaze, down here in L.A. He's already given that a cash infusion. So it seems like Stan, in his 90s, is building a small block of his own cons with partners.
I see.
Which, a story in and of itself. But yeah, and the fact that Stan Lee's name is attached to it means that this thing probably opening weekend, even though it is Big Wow Comic Fest taking on a new name, will probably easily grow to about a 35, maybe 1,000 person convention, I'd say, just by his involvement. That's just a guess, but consider what he did for Kamikaze. The first year there were like 15,000, next year he was a partner. Oh my god, it was 30!
Yeah, wow. I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Hey guys, I'm gonna have to go. So I have to pick somebody up from work.
Alright,
I'll catch up with you guys later again.
Okay, take care.
Alright, see y'all soon.
See, just if Big Al wasn't already doing well enough, and they already get some good guests, the fact that you put Lee's name would probably do better at getting more.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting that the man is up in age, but he's still doing stuff. And in terms of, like, you know, creating a lot more businesses around in terms of throwing money at conventions and whatnot. That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other than that, though, I got nothing else. I mean, there might be something different for tomorrow during the West Coast meeting, but, yeah.
Unfortunately, I gotta record during that period of time.
That's fine.
I'm trying to think, because I want to say that there's something else. I mean, there is that pirate and, that pirate mermaid gathering I was invited to, like, the weekend before Anime Expo. I still plan on attending that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a little bit irritated with the pirates side of it. The mermaid side said, fine, you know, do what you want to do, come how you want to come, just cover it. The pirate side tells me it's mandatory that I have to dress up like a pirate, and it's, like, you do realize I'm press and not, like, a fan of what you're doing, right?
Mm. I see.
You shouldn't have to step on my nuts like that to make me come. That is the stupid statement I think I've ever said. I'm coming as press. I am not coming to be a fan. I'm not coming out of pirate curiosity. I'm coming because it's a leg of fandom.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely get some information out of that. See if it's possible. You can make an exception because, you know, you are press. I mean, like, if they really force you to, you know, just put on a pirate hat on, you're good.
No, he's actually looking for more authenticity than that.
Okay.
That's why I'm somewhat irritated with it. It's like the mermaid side has been very accommodating. The pirate side is being a pain in my arse.
Gotcha. Okay. Find out if you can do a foul. Contact, you know, whoever's running it, and then...
I did. That's where this is coming from is the problem.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like I said, there's two people running it. There's the mermaid side, nice lady. Then there's the pirate side, dick.
Talk to the mermaid lady. See, just kind of tell her what's going on, and then hopefully she can reconcile with the pirate side.
I may just show up regardless of what this guy says and whatever feels uncomfortable, simply because as much as I want to fit in and observe at the same time, if I'm going to be ostracized simply because I didn't dress in pirate garb, I think people ought to know that too.
That's true, yeah. Definitely. Do what you gotta do. But yeah, let me know what happens afterwards.
Sure. I'd consider that if I didn't already have to put out $100 for this Mario costume for cosplay wrestling.
Right. How is that coming along, by the way?
I've got half a script together. I think I figured out how to insult the crowd enough to be a decent heel. I put together a list of items. It's going to be less than $100 to get it all. But it's just a matter of ordering it, and I gotta double check my finances tonight.
Okay.
The hardest part, of course, is like getting an actual Mario hat and mustache. The rest of it, I can just find clothes to approximate. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. It should be pretty fun.
That, now that you mention it, I got to see about Mondays transferring some funds to my wife. She promised to gussy up a jacket for me.
Okay. Cool. Actually, speaking of anime, so I'm going to, last year I was at the swimsuit contest, and that's...
Yes, that's right, you and I were there for Anime Los Angeles, and I didn't make it to Fanime last year. That's
yeah,
right.
So, the guy who runs it, we've been talking, and I, you know, because he was, like, saying that, you know, we are, you know, our panel is, you know, in one of the biggest rooms at Fanime, and at this time, yada yada, and I was like, cool, we'll be there, videotaping like last year's. And he tells me that, to let him know or, you know, keep in contact when it gets closer, he'll let us in early, to set up for real good video shots or really good angles so we can record video.
You might want to ask if the contestants are going to be there early too, because you can get some decent profile shots of everybody before they get, you know, overblown or whatever you want to call it.
That'd be cool. I'll ask him to see if it's okay if I can sit down with each one if they have time, for sure.
Might sit down, just like one, I don't want to say pinup, but that's probably the best term for what you're looking for.
Oh, you mean photography-wise. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. I can ask him. I'm pretty sure it won't be much of a problem. Definitely. But yeah, which is great, because, there's one thing that is always synonymous when it comes to the internet is that, and especially business-wise, it's like sex sells. So that's
universal.
Yeah.
I don't care what people say. You know, if they weren't interested in it, it wouldn't be where it is. You know, just because people rail against it at times doesn't mean it isn't an effective visual device.
Yeah, definitely. So, which is cool. I don't mind, because, like, funny thing last year is, like, two things were going through my mind when I was watching the whole thing unfold. One was, yeah, this is pretty hot. This is awesome. And the second thing was, like, max CPM. All the views will be on this video soon. Uploaded. All the dollars.
I'm sorry. Finish your thought, because that brings up another question now that I think about it.
Oh, no. I was done.
Speaking of which, have you thought about any sort of dedicated... you know, wireless ISP account, so you don't have to worry about hotel uploads and their slow speeds.
I have not given that thought per se. I think that that'd be cool to have. It's not. Yeah, I mean, like, that'd be pretty cool to have. I mean, I have to look for like what I look for, like a 4G card to attach to my laptop or.
Ideally, your laptop or tablet, I would imagine. You just need something so you can create yourself a hotspot for uploads. I mean, even if it's just a single account that we'd have to turn stuff or turn videos and photos over to, just something so we don't have to wait on hotels. You know, we've had hotels slow down because of the amount of nerds taxing the systems. We've had hotel internet systems break during conventions. You know, we found the gamut of bad shit happening so far.
Okay. That's something that, yeah, that's a good arguable thing we definitely should have. Now to bring it up. How much?
I don't know. I've never priced them out. I was just going to say it would also free up some, the bravery of some individuals if they had an account that was, I don't know about unlimited, but at least a high capacity mobile hotspot so they could continuously do uploads of small videos, Instagrams, all that kind of stuff without worrying about their own data packages.
Agreed. I could look into it for sure. I'll see what I can find. Yeah, I have to figure that out too, in terms of, like, well, how exactly would that work? Like, do we need a plan per se for the card, or can we just, like, use it off the card itself and then pay as we go? So I have to figure it out. I have to do some research.
Okay.
But that's very, very good thing you brought up, though. Definitely for the line of work we do. So aside from that though, I got nothing else.
I think that's enough havoc.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm gonna end this meeting and try and go eat. All right, so it is 6:30 p.m. Western Time, but 9:30 Eastern Time. This has been the East Coast Biweekly Meeting. The next meeting will happen on May 2nd. I feel like, is that the same weekend as Avengers?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Fuck it. May 2nd. We'll have a meeting. But, like, I understand if anybody else is not going to be there. I understand because of Avengers.
Bill Ratner and the fact that I have to see that movie before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes out that week. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think as time goes on, as we get closer, I think that maybe, let's see. Okay. I think the last meeting before Fanime hits for us would be on, or at least for the East Coast, be May 16th.
Probably something like that, but I would say by the next meeting, you actually have to schedule a date for the Fanime pregame talk. The details won't change much between then and the beginning, and that has to be up well before the convention.
True. Question is, should we do it after... Well, shit. Should we do it?
Pregame after the convention is useless.
No, I mean should we do a pregame podcast or Fanime after they had made their announcements of who's coming and everything else wise, or should we do it prior, like maybe a week or two or 3 weeks prior to the convention, even though like there has not been much announced?
I think we should do it whenever we said it. I mean, if they don't have a lot of things to talk about, then that's on them, and we can discuss that. If they do, then we can actually talk about it, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
If we're going to spend all of our time waiting for them to announce shit, you know how Fanime runs. We'll never talk.
Good point. Yeah. Fucking Fanime. All right. Duly noted. All right, then. This is the end.